The viaduct closes permanently Friday night. It'll be another 3 weeks before the tunnel replacing it opens, but that tunnel has been a long time coming. Seattle Times reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman spoke with their colleague David Gutman on the paper's Traffic Lab team. They look back to see what we can learn from the nearly two-decade political fight over the viaduct replacement and from a previous nine-day closure of the viaduct back in 2016.
I kind of remember that previous shutdown being less than advertised in terms of the effect. Were people just able to switch up their habits, or was it really awful?
I think it's a little bit of both. You're doing a little bit of misremembering. I mean, people's commutes got slower. You know, they were 15 to 20 minutes slower. Now, is that, you know, the end of the world? Is that via doom? Maybe not. Part of it is that people listen to the transportation planners and do try and change their habits. Part of it is that if people have one really bad commute and, you know, it takes twice as long as it normally does, they start to change their habits, you know, even if they weren't intending on listening. You're only going to be willing to sit in crippling congestion for so long before you do something different.
You had a good story about sort of the Alaskan Way Viaduct replacement tunnel fight revisited. And kind of the way you started the story was everything has changed in Seattle in the last decade. The only thing that hasn't changed is what Christine Gregoire and Mike McGinn think about the Alaskan Way viaduct replacement.
Yeah, well, it's been 10 years since Governor Christine Gregoire said, okay, stop it, we're building a tunnel. Because in the nearly 10 years before that, we had been fighting over how to replace the Alaskan Way viaduct. This all started, the Alaskan Way Viaduct has to come down because it is not earthquake safe. If there's a big earthquake, it's going to collapse and it's going to be catastrophic. Back then, Mike McGinn, who basically got elected mayor on his opposition to the tunnel, was saying, we don't need to replace this. We can spend, you know, half the money, you know, making improvements to I-5, making improvements to Alaskan Way, and investing in transit, and we won't miss the downtown highway.
But part of what's interesting, right, is that both McGinn and former Governor Gregoire, they're both saying that, look, what's happened is proof that I was right.
Yeah, and I think there is a case to be made that they are both right. McGinn was basically saying, we need to stop building this hugely expensive infrastructure for cars. And back then, when we were, you know, writing plans for the tunnel, the planners predicted that by 2030, a full 40% of commuters to downtown Seattle would be taking public transit. Well, we blew those predictions out of that water. We're already basically at half, 50% of commuters to downtown Seattle use public transit. To Governor Gregoire's point, we are a much bigger city than we were back then. We don't just move people. We also need to move goods. We don't just move people to downtown Seattle. We also need to move people through the city and past the city. And Interstate 5 is already at capacity. Anyone who drives I-5 knows how clogged it would be. Her point was, we can't just get rid of the other throughway through the city.
When the new normal sets in, I guess, and the tunnel is open and everything's going in and the tolls are applied, is there a big picture? What might the new normal look like to the extent that we can know it?
Well, the new normal after this 3 week period ends is still going to be bad. There are still a lot of mega projects downtown that are going to disrupt traffic. The new convention center, it's going to kick the buses out of the bus tunnel. Construction on Key Arena, constructions on new downtown towers are going to block things up. Yeah, people's commuting habits are going to continue to change. If you live in Inner Bay or Magnolia, the tunnel is not going to be as convenient for you as the viaduct. If you live in West Seattle and take the bus into downtown, right now your bus will not take the tunnel because the tunnel doesn't have a downtown exit. So people's habits are going to change, and getting through downtown Seattle will continue to be a challenge.
Seattle Times reporter David Gutman speaking with his colleagues Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman about the upcoming viaduct closure. The viaduct closes for good starting at 10 p.m. Friday. That conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.